Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Prophet, and joining us today we have Brent McKay. Brent, a follow-up to a podcast we did earlier this year where we were talking about a Supreme Court case that was in the works about unrealized gains in wealth tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now that case has been decided, and kind of just a follow-up and the implications it could have.
So obviously the backstory here is both the right and left political lobbying groups went by a couple from America had invested in a tractor investment in India. And the idea was that they had made money in India, but under the 2017 tax law, because they made that money in India, they had to pay tax on that money, even though that money did not actually come back to America. And so the money, they then took that case further to say, hey, we can tax people on money they've made, but they have not recognized yet. So typically, if you sell a stock, if you sell a house, you sell a piece of property, you are taxed on the gain on what that property made.
Right.
And so this idea would be that, hey, if you're Amazon stock, if you're the Amazon founder and your stock appreciated greatly, you don't pay taxes until you
sell
the stock. Well, the idea with the wealth tax is we're going to tax you on the gain that you made, even though you have not recognized it yet. And so the Supreme Court ruled very interestingly, because there was basically three different opinions, and those opinions were very different. The majority said that, yes, that couple, because you made money, even though you made that money in India, you have to pay taxes on that money. But in their ruling, they clarified that the tax law or the laws in place don't really allow the government to tax you on wealth yet. So they kind of let a narrow opening where you could actually be taxed on money you've not recognized yet. Now, think about that for a second. Let's say you bought your house for $300,000, and now it's worth $1 million. You've got a $700,000 gain that you've not recognized yet, and you didn't pay taxes. And by the way, the value of that house could drop next week, and then you would have lost money. And so one of the interesting things about this law is, you have to pay taxes on your gains, but you can only write off a certain amount of your losses,
right,
$3,000 a year, unless you have gains to cover it. And so this creates a very unique precedent. The Supreme Court did not say either way, but they seemed to imply they didn't like the idea of a wealth tax, but they didn't rule it out.
When you start talking about fair market value and what is fair market value, if I hold a share of Apple right now and I own it,
you know what it is,
and I go want to go sell it, I get a certain amount of money.
Well, the market's open right now, right?
And the market's open right now.
So you know what it is right now, but we don't know what it's going to be after tonight.
We don't know what it is relative to when this podcast gets released versus when it's recorded.
Correct.
So it could be two different things, right? But a lesser accurate fair market value is that you have to go find similar houses,
correct,
and figure out what they're worth to kind of get an idea of what my house is
worth. Like when you have investments that are not publicly traded, which is the majority of money in this country, is in private investments. Over 90% of our wealth in this country is not in the public markets or not liquid. When 90% of the wealth is not liquid and you're trying to tax wealth, you're trying to put a tax on 90% of assets we don't know the value in. So it really creates a dangerous precedent for the government to determine what that wealth is worth, in our opinion. But that being said, the Supreme Court did make their ruling.
Yeah, and that ruling is that there could be an opening for a wealth tax.
There could be, but it's probably not, doesn't sound like it's something they're very interested in.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you for talking to us about this case and following up on that. And thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight today. Hope you have a great day.